The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has held a stakeholder dialogue on how to objectively identify persons in real need of social protection interventions. This is to avoid duplication by agencies and departments in order to avoid wastage. The dialogue follows revelations that targeted persons do not actually benefit from pro-poor programs. Other beneficiaries are also benefiting from more than one pro-poor program. The situation greatly affects pro-poor programs and makes it difficult to expand intervention policies for others to benefit. Speaking at a dialogue, the sector minister, Nana Oyelitha, said government saved about 72 million cedis a year from the school feeding program with the new system of targeting. A report by Doreen Ampofu.
According to the Ghana Living Standards Survey 6, the levels of poverty have dropped to 24.6% from 28.5% in 2002 and 2003, while extreme poverty rate has reduced from 18.2% to 8%. Despite these achievements, the rate of inequality has increased, making it necessary to introduce programs that will bring relief to the poor while strengthening existing ones. These include the LEAP program, the National Health Insurance, and the Social Opportunities Project. However, there appears to be duplication in the system. Government in June this year therefore launched a national protection policy, which will, among other things, provide a single registry of beneficiaries of social protection programs. The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, is sure the policy will promote efficiency and avoid duplication.
We had about 44 social protection programs, and each one was operating separately from the other. So now we are coordinating through the Social Protection Directorate so that we can identify. And that's why if we have one common database, we'll be able to track and know that, okay, this person can go to labor-intensive public works and get a job and be trained. So now we have a tablet. Questions are on it. When we key in your answers, the head office will look at the questionnaire and score. And immediately we can tell. And we are saving money because on that tablet, the enumerator can take your picture. So if you qualify, we can make an ID card for you. And now we are doing electronic payment. School feeding is doing electronic payment, and they are saving 24 million cedis for every term.
The government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako, who chaired the dialogue, said financing social protection programs has become a challenge, especially as there seems to be a rise in income inequality.
Increased economic prosperity at the national level has not benefited all citizens equally. And we have seen rising inequality in income and consumption, resulting in substantial regional disparities. Our most recent poverty mapping exercise, based on the 2010 population and housing census and the Ghana Living Standards Survey Round 6, conducted between 2012 and 2013, revealed poverty to be at its worst in the rural savannah region in the northern part of this country. It has been shown to be a largely rural phenomenon. The data further indicates that 24.2% or 6.4 million Ghanaians are poor when measured against the upper poverty line, while 8.4% are extremely poor when measured against the lower poverty line, meaning that 2.2 million Ghanaians cannot afford to meet their basic nutritional requirements. Financing social protection systems is always a challenge, and there is an onus on policymakers and implementers to spend wisely. Targeting is therefore a critical first step.
Participants in the dialogue concluded that implementing agencies link up with the Ghana Statistical Service for reliable data and also take advantage of technology for efficiency.
Doreen Ampofo filed that report.